This week, public television presents two concert fundraising specials. One pays tribute to Bob Dylan, the other, Stephen Sondheim. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
No sense denying it anymore. It's official. I'm old. I knew it was coming anyway because I'm about to turn 40. But you know you're old when music and musicians you loved as a kid show up on PBS during pledge periods. When public TV and I were about 20 years younger, the fundraising specials featured Mel Torme and Buddy Rich. Now PBS figures one way to get viewers to pledge money is to have Tom Petty singing, well, listen.
Where's going you when you're trying to be so good?
This In the Spotlight special is a two-part TV version of last fall's Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Tribute Concert, the same concert that was broadcast live on pay-per-view. That means Eric Clapton does a great version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and Neil Young rips through All Along the Watchtower, and there are good performances by George Harrison, Stevie Wonder, Tracy Chapman, Richie Havens, The Band, and a lot more. But the makers of this special have added and rearranged a few things, so it's not the same as the pay-per-view show. One of the most notable additions is Bob Dylan's solo finale of Girl from the North Country, which he sang for the Madison Square Garden audience after the pay-per-view TV concert had ended.
So if you're traveling in a North Country fair, where the wind's in heavy on the butter line, remember me, anyone who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Whoa!
And the other bonus is a pre-concert interview and rehearsal clip of Sinead O'Connor, who was booed off the stage that night. We get to hear not only the song she had intended to perform, but also what Dylan meant to her personally.
God, he kept me alive. He literally kept me alive. Like, if it wasn't for him, I would not have survived my, you know, life growing up with that. Like, he was the one thing that was there that told me I wasn't crazy and that I was going to survive and stay alive.
But there are things left out of this concert special, too, like Dylan singing Song to Woody and George Harrison singing If Not For You. Why they're missing, I have no idea. But cutting songs out of concert specials seems to be pretty popular these days. The Sondheim Tribute Show on Great Performances, a TV version of last summer's Carnegie Hall concert, cuts out a lot of them. But even with a half dozen songs missing, it's a great show, and it's got some terrific numbers. Even some wonderful songs from the movie Dick Tracy and the workshop version of Assassins, as well as from his Broadway hits Company, Follies, and Sweeney Todd. The showstoppers include Patti LuPone doing Being Alive, Bernadette Peters doing Not a Day Goes By, and Dorothy Loudon doing a great job on a crazy medley, literally, that pairs the tragic Follies song Losing My Mind with the happy Company song You Could Drive a Person Crazy. The best thing about Loudon's performance, maybe, is a one-word change in Sondheim's lyrics. In 1970, the word that he rhymed with bag was fag. But times have changed in Sondheim's world, too. And the audience at the tribute picks up on it immediately.
Lord, I could understand a person if it's not a person's bag. I could understand a person if a person was a drag. But worse than that, a person that titillates a person and then leaves her flat is crazy.
Both specials are terrific, but both of them are so good that I don't understand why they weren't packaged and offered as complete events. When you've got artists and music of this caliber, less is not more. More is more.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.